Great. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Let's call this meeting to order Monday, 7th at 9:03 a.m. And this is the Executive Director Hiring Subcommittee. We are meeting here today to discuss the retirement of our current executive director, review and discuss the executive director job description, as well as the process and steps for posting the job. And finding someone new to help run the board and the agency. So I think with that, Danita, do you want us to roll call or do you just want to note the attendance?
We can do roll call.
Okay.
Could we just do introductions, Jack, or?
Go ahead and run.
We can roll call and then we'll do it. We'll do introductions.
Okay. And then forgive me, but am I doing a roll call for the whole board or just the ones that are on the
just subject? The subcommittee?
Vice President Hill?
Here.
Member Bajorquez?
Here.
Member Muir?
Here.
Member Mendoza?
Here.
And then from staff,
all right.
Deputy Director
Please Mavad. Go ahead.
For staff, I'm Deputy Director McGlasson.
Stacy Rodriguez, Project Specialist.
And Jack Confer.
All right, and would our guests from ADOA like to introduce themselves, please?
Sure, good morning. My name is George McNeely. I'm the Chief Human Resources Officer for Shared Services.
Good morning. I am Sean McConnell. I am the recruiter for ADOA Shared Services, and I'll be assisting in that area.
All right, great. Well, it looks like before we get to the meat of this, we have a couple items of business here on the agenda. Do we have anyone that has a declaration of conflicts of interest regarding this matter? Seeing none. I will move on to any declaration of recusals. All right, seeing none, are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment this morning? Okay. Well, it looks like we are on to the review discussion and possible action on the executive director positions, the process for finding new executive director and talking through the job description that will be posted. Mr. Monahan, you're on the call, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. It is soon that if we start to stray into something you want us to go into executive session on, you will holler, because you know, on Zoom, we can't see your facial expression, so we can't tell when you're alarmed.
you'll see me in a minute. But generally, I just, you know, sit in abeyance during these processes, and I let ADOA handle everything. So if you have any specific questions, I'll jump in.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you. Well, Sean and George, we're going to hand it over to you. I think what would be helpful before we get into some of the detail around this process to actually understand what the process is and what the calendar of events is over the next few months to post and hire.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Vice President Hill. So for this evolution of executive director recruitment, I'm going to be your primary point of contact for the board.
Okay.
Be working hand in hand with Sean McConnell. Sean's been with the team for, I think, going on 7 or 8 years now. So he's very experienced in this, been through it quite a few times. But we are revamping our procedures, some are standard work behind it, and trying to really key in what the boards need. So if we, I do have a standard work and a timeline that I could share with you, but well, let's just talk in general terms right now so we kind of mind expectations. Our goal for all positions under state personnel system is 45 days to fill. That's from the date of posting that position to when that offer is made is 45 days. on executive director recruitments, it typically goes a little bit longer, being the complexity of some of the recruiting processes or just the vetting of candidates, right? And also we're trying to get together these boards and these subcommittees to meet, and that kind of extends our timeline. So it's not unreasonable to see those days go up to 75 days, 90 days. We hope that, you know, we can avoid that. That way we can kind of capture some of that knowledge transfer, ingoing and outgoing leadership. Sometimes that doesn't happen. So that, I think that the thing that helps us be successful is quick and clear communication back and forth. And then understanding that we do have people, the board members, they're giving your time, and it's tough to say, hey, we need to meet so much. So we want to be efficient with our time, I think. Now, the very first steps, and I think you already got a leg up on it, is the PD, which will help define the posting. The PD is the position description. I know Jack supplied one, and then I think Vice President Hill, you supplied one this morning with some edits that you'd like to discuss, I think, today.
I'm sorry, Mr. McNeely. Go ahead.
No, please jump in.
Well, I was going to say, having never been on a hiring committee before, I wasn't really sure of the process, but I did go through and make some notes on things that I thought would be helpful to be clarified. You know, they might be slightly longer versions of saying things we already have in the job description, but want to make sure that all candidates are very clear on what it is that we're asking them to do. I just thought it was overly general, giving the import to the board and the great deal of work that they have to do. I wasn't sure, though, about sharing it with the full subcommittee, what the protocol was on that. So I just sent it to staff. But if you can maybe share kind of what you think should happen with our comments around the job description,
yeah.
Do you want us to have some conversation about it out loud with you now? And you will actually manage trying to edit the job description, or what works best for you?
Okay, so
how can we be efficient here?
Right. Well, thank you. So the process with position descriptions for executive directors varies across the enterprise. When I say the enterprise, I mean the 90 plus agencies that we deal with. Actually, for state personnel system, executive directors aren't required to have a PD, but is best practice, and we really push to have one, to be quite honest, because that's going to build our posting. Sometimes those PDs are generated somewhat in a generalized terms for a reason. We can put some specifics in there, some key things. So I think it's good to have that input from the subcommittee, from the staff. That allows to really create the most accurate PD we can, but it doesn't have to list everything, right? There's a lot of things that fall underneath that category of other duties as assigned. Once we come to agreement on one we want to submit, then we'll send it over to our class and comp analyst. Our class and comp analyst will take a good look at it, make sure it looks good and falls within, you know, kind of our guidelines in comparison to other agencies. And that process is relatively quick. We can turn that around as soon as the subcommittee submits that PD. We can turn that around usually within 3 business days.
Okay. I think what's appropriate now would be for the subcommittee members to weigh in as interested around the job description. Not sure if you all had a chance to review it in detail. So to get the conversation going, I will just share with you a little bit about what I was thinking about as I was reviewing it. I thought making sure that there was a little bit clearer explanation around supporting the board and supporting our licensees to understand what their responsibilities are and what it means when they come before the board and we take action. I feel like a lot of licensees arrive confused and leave confused. And so, you know, can we develop some communications around our process for them and for us? I think that I've heard several comments in the last few meetings around manager and administrator qualifications and wanting to review that and better understand what they are since we have such a new board, and making sure, you know, we hire someone who's really comfortable with that field, that area of our work. And then, you know, I'll speak for myself, but I feel like our website and our tech needs some upgrades. I think it's a little hard to find information online, and I think it would be easier for some of our licensees to be able to watch the meetings, listen to the meetings, review the meetings, if we were able to provide something other than just audio for remote. So those are like three broad areas where I feel like we, as a board, might want to see some work over the course of the next few years, and to make sure that we have an executive director who's prepared to do those things. So those were the things I had in mind when I was reviewing the job description. And there were just one or two things that just had the wrong verb, right? The executive director is not going to design the training programs, but the executive director is part of helping to manage compliance with those standards, and ideally to make sure that we as a board are reviewing them on a regular basis. So those were really the big things I had in mind that I was trying to clarify as part of a very general description that I think already captured some things in summary, but wanted to flesh them out a little bit more. And because, you know, we're working by Zoom here, please, if you want to use the raise your hand icon and can find it, great. If not, feel free to just jump in here.
I didn't see the, is that the Google Docs that needs to be shared in the attachment? Because the only attachment I could view was the agenda.
If you go into onboard, do you see in section 5, it's a Word document. It says draft changes to current executive director.
Okay. And the way it's organized is the job description general and then specifics around knowledge and skills. And with one change, I thought the knowledge and skills were well done. You know, they were kind of discrete knowledge and skills that were easy to tease out in evaluating a candidate. But the broader description around priorities and what, you know, the day-to-day job is of the executive director, I wanted a little bit more meat on the bone in that early job description on page 1. Okay, Danita, thank you. I didn't realize it had been added to onboard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So maybe what would be useful if, you know, board members, just real quickly, George, then I'll recognize you. Maybe if you want to articulate one or two things that you really want to make sure are clear in that posting in terms of what you expect from the executive director, that might be helpful versus trying to review too much of the documents live in person. But while you're pondering that, George.
Thank you, Vice President Hill. So I think you just hit on it, actually. So the PD is going to have those generalized and the specific things you want to hit, but then that posting can help define some of those kind of strategic goals you just mentioned, you know, increase the accessibility and utility of your website, that type of thing. So we're going to use the PD, and then we'll build on it with the posting. And then when we design those interview questions as well, that's where we're really going to put some meat on those bones and try and identify those proper candidates. We also have some other tools out there to help us define that future candidate, what it looks like. Maybe we have a predictive index, which is a tool we can use to build a job model. There's different things we can look at, but kind of builds on it. So that position description is really the basis for that posting, and then the interview questions that follow.
Would any of the board members like to weigh in on some of the broad areas you want to make sure are emphasized in the job description? Or do you feel that the bulk of the work is really around the interview questions and evaluating the candidates?
I would agree with that second part. I think the job description, from what I can glance, is pretty inclusive, but I agree. I think Jack is a huge support to licensee holders. So that's an important piece, but we can kind of flesh that out during an interview.
I also want to make sure, in this crazy, rapidly changing world, we have someone who's comfortable with tech and how that works into the work, the everyday work of the staff and the executive director, from compliance to information to board meetings. And so we do mention in there familiarity with Microsoft and that sort of thing, but I want to make sure we have someone who's really comfortable, being a leader around how technology comes into play for the board.
I'd be curious to know what Jack thinks about this, if there's anything that's that might be missed or anything he's had to jump in and do during his tenure.
Jack?
Madam Vice Director? President. Yeah, Madam Vice President, members of the subcommittee, I think all the conversation, all the suggestions by Vice President Hill are adequate. This is your next executive director. You got to make it your own. You are the people that are managing the executive director and its staff. So the only comment that I would ask that you consider is the hiring time frame. If the board is going to contemplate bringing somebody in before I exit, that's an impact on the budget. And we are very close on appropriations, so that's the only thing that I ask that you chat with staff about at this point in time. Obviously, I don't want to go over appropriation, but if you could, and we can figure it out budget-wise, I think it would be beneficial to bring somebody in before I leave for some training. You know, just this is the way. If it's just this is the way we're doing it now, great. Your deputy director and the rest of the staff can do that also. So if you want to double fill that while I'm still here, that's the only thing I ask that you contemplate. I think the job description is adequate for you to do the hiring. But you may want to add to it the detail, the expertise and the questions you ask and your assessment of your candidates to do the things that you want that person to do. So that's really the only comments about this particular time. Thank you.
Thanks. Can you remind me again, when is your last day? Is it June 30 or July 1, or does it?
It's scheduled for July 1.
Okay.
But with retirement, it can vary sometimes. I've never done this before, so it's all based on, you know what I mean? So they have to do a lot of work collecting information from the agencies I work for and stuff. So that is the anticipated retirement day, but it can vary a little. If it did vary, it would be after July 1st. It would not be before.
So theoretically, the job would need to be posted here in the next couple of weeks. We'll have all of May to look at applicants, and then by June, start interviewing and then offer the position.
Sure.
But I guess whomever's going to accept or be moved forward through the process is going to need potentially to provide notice to their current employer.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Vice President Hill. A couple of notes about the hiring process. So you can start interviewing while that position's posted. That's always a way to get a kind of a jump on things, but then you end up, we don't know what the entire cycle is going to bring as far as candidates. There's a couple decisions to make. You can always post till filled, right? And that kind of leaves it open, or you can just post for a couple weeks, see what it looks like. That's that's, you know, that's an important thing for the board to discuss, because that's going to help define our timeline. I would say having an aggressive timeline is great. It kind of helps drive the process. Where we tend to lose time sometimes is organizing for interviews. All right, we do have three primary candidates. When can we start interviewing those candidates? A couple weeks down the road, that really extends our process. So we're going to want to move quickly at that point once we identify those key candidates. Because one, it's a very competitive environment. We know that, right? The cream of the crop, they're getting picked up and they're getting counter offers. Because you may find that top candidate, but that top candidate might get a counter offer, and that might extend us a couple times. Different levels of approvals once the board identifies a candidate and say, this is the person we want to go with. We vote on it. Great. We still do need to run that salary and that hire through ADOA and the governor's office as an E-series position. So, you know, and that cycle can take, you know, a week or two weeks, unfortunately, sometimes, depending on how it lands in the week. So I have a calendar for a sample that I can send to the subcommittee. That way you can kind of see what it looks like, and then we can drive to that.
Okay, a quick question, and then I might have a suggestion for the subcommittee to consider here to move forward. First of all, do you have any advice or historical background to share regarding the issue with the budget and the job overlap? Like, is there a way to request, you know, a small advance appropriation with the comptroller? Now I'm making stuff up, but is there something we could be doing in that regard?
Who are you asking? Are you asking me?
Well, I was asking ADOA, but if you know, Director, please jump in.
Yeah, that's a board.
Vice President Hill, members of the subcommittee, the appropriation, we cannot get more appropriation for this fiscal year that I'm aware of. We could request it. But if you're only going to pay an executive director for, say, 30 days, I think we can cover it. But we need to know that before we get to June so that we can anticipate those costs and plan for them. So you would only probably be talking about an overlap of 30 to 60 days. That salary, I think, can be consumed as is right now. Anything other than that would be a request to OSPB, JLBC, and it's probably not going to be approved in this budget cycle. Hopefully that helps a little bit.
Okay. Maybe we can work on getting some clarity from the governor's office too, if there's something they can do if we need something on the budget. But I think if the rest of the subcommittee, are there more questions for the director for ADOA, or can we talk about potential next steps? You all ready for next steps?
Vice President Hill, if I may, one of the things
sure,
that George.
Please.
Thank you. I want to repeat this because I think it's important for the process given my personal experience. If the subcommittee/board gets together, you do your interviews, you find your candidate, you make that offer, I want you to realize that it's not a done deal at that point in time. That person's name, background has to go to shared services. George is going to float that to the appropriate people at governor's office. I don't know the exact process, George, but you may not hear back on whether that person is your new executive director for a week or two. In extreme cases, it could be more than that. So your decision to hire somebody is going to get approved by the governor's office because it's an E1 salary range. So I just want to make sure that I want to clarify that and bring that up again. And George, if you want to clean that up, feel free to.
Thank you, Mr. Coffer. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Jack. For example, if we have the offer put together, the board votes on that candidate, the ADOA statewide compensation manager meets with the governor's office on Wednesdays, right? So if we time it just right and we hit it on a Wednesday and he submits it to the governor's office that afternoon and they both are in agreement and they give the approval, we could have it turned around within typically 3 days. Maybe by the end of the week, we might have an okay. Now, if we hit an off cycle and then there's a little bit of discussion, it could extend, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So understanding, you know, that we'll have a vacancy is really important. Having a backup plan for an interim, if for some reason, hey, that extends out a couple of weeks, having that ready to go is a smart move. I really agree with that. I'm just going to show real quick that timeline I was referencing, just to kind of show you the impact of that. And I just plugged in, for example, if we post that job, I'm not sure if you guys can see this. I'm going to blow it up a little bit more. Take the comments out. There we go. So if we posted that job on the 15th in 1 week, say we're ready to go, which is very doable. Post it for 2 weeks. We start running, reviewing resumes, preparing interviews, phone screens. This is just a sample, right? We can drive to something like this and it would take us to 6/21 and give that candidate maybe a week with Jack or so, a week or 2 weeks, if everything runs great. We have to make sure that we don't lose momentum in these last steps. That's kind of the key, you know, for me to help drive that. So this would be best case scenario, I think, unless we did a direct hire or we did, you know, we were fortunate enough to find an optimum candidate right away. So that's kind of a starting point. And that gives us, okay, that's a total of 72 days with that.
Okay, so I like the idea, given the timeline here, of interviewing as we run across candidates who we're interested in. What is the appropriate process for that? As resumes come in, is the subcommittee allowed to receive them and review them, mm-hmm. or do we have to review them as part of a formal subcommittee meeting? Like how quickly would you be able to share resumes as folks start applying?
Sure. So, and that's where Sean comes in. You know, he can start filtering those resumes, dropping them into a shared folder to where the subcommittee okay. could access that. I guess I would want to rely on the AG's guidance for do they have to review resumes as a subcommittee or can they do that individually? But that can happen relatively quickly. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, George. This is Seamus. So, you know, again, I want to be sensitive to the fact that we're, you know, kind of on a little bit of a time crunch here. So I think it would be appropriate for you to review them. The real question is, what do you want to do? As a subcommittee, are you, do you want to make recommendations? You know, usually, again, the best practice is going to have you, you know, invite those individuals once you choose which ones to come to, you know, a board meeting or a special board meeting in order to conduct that interview of that individual. So if you did that in a committee, you're still going to have to go to the board again. So that's going to extend your time out a little. So, you know, my recommendation would be that, you know, you receive them, you have a quick committee meeting to decide which ones to push forward or all of them. And then you put together either a special meeting or at the next board meeting, you invite those individuals or you push those resumes to the board for the board to invite them to an interview.
Director?
Thank you.
Jack, do you have a comment?
Thank you. The other part that I believe that subcommittee should contemplate is in the past, Sean recruitment has made a first cut. So what's going to happen is this is going to get advertised on the website. They're going to have minimum qualifications. I don't remember, Sean, if it's electronic or it's a manual review of those resumes, but there can be a first cut of all the people that may not qualify for the position by DOA. The subcommittee should decide whether you want all of the resumes that were submitted and you give that direction to shared services, or you only want what shared services believes are qualified candidates. So I just wanted to add that in there as part of the process that you may not have been aware of, and that you really should give some direction to shared services, or maybe shared services is going to give you that direction, but it is something you want to contemplate. Thank you.
Members, any thoughts on that? I mean, I'm comfortable with ADOA saying, okay, you know, this applicant is obviously just taking a shot in the dark and isn't even close to being qualified. But I also wouldn't want to pass up a more non-traditional candidate who does have some public experience. But yeah, I trust that ADOA has the expertise to do a first look for us. Oh, sorry, George.
Thank you. Thank you, Vice President Hill. Yes, I think Jack's dead on right there. I think we can narrow down the field. I'm just going to take a stab. We'll probably receive 30 to 40 candidates, narrow it down to 12.
Okay.
You know, and then probably recommend, break down that 12 into, here's our A group and our B group. And then, you know, that way we kind of do the heavy lifting, the legwork there. You know, that volume's just coming in on the state job board. The state job board gets about 35,000 resumes a month. So we get quite a few.
Wow.
You'll get a lot of visibility, but we'll have some, Sean will work with you to get some filtering questions. That way you filter out the candidates that aren't really what we're looking for. One thing we want to consider, do we want to advertise in other industry specific areas? You know, are there other websites, trade associations, something like that? You want us to put that job posting in as well? We can push it through our LinkedIn at ADOA. We have about 30,000 followers on that, and that'll help get some visibility once we start sharing. And that's free, so that's helpful. So we have our job board, we have the DES job board, and we have the statewide job board. Those are three things we can do to push it. Do you guys have NCIA jobs for hire website? Is there something like that, or an industry specific one you'd want us to take a look at?
I'm flexible here, whatever my fellow members think. You know, my thought is it's always nice to have a broad field, but I think given the amount of time we have, and we're probably going to need someone who can hit the ground running. I don't think that means we need to compromise, but it probably means we need someone who knows how to run a board. And probably someone who's from Arizona and wouldn't need to move here and figure out the lay of the land. So I think that you have is probably the best place to mine for that particular kind of candidate. I don't really know who's on that LinkedIn list, but I don't know. Ellie, Annette, do you have thoughts on that?
Or LinkedIn? Was that question for me, Miss Becky?
I was just wondering your thoughts on trying to keep it confined to this pretty robust list that comes through the state portal, or do you want them to do a wider reach? I think the wider the reach, more likely we are to get some interesting candidates, but I also think, as I just said, we probably want to make sure we're picking from a field of people who can hit the ground running.
Because
we're
going to
lose Jack sooner rather than later.
I prefer quality over quantity. I think we could probably get a lot of great candidates locally.
Okay. There's your answer, George.
Thank you.
Okay, so if I heard right, then I think the process is you'll work on the posting, post around the 15th. After about 2 weeks, I think, you think with a good number of resumes, you can make a first cut, and, you'll share with us, a stack of candidates. And in the meantime, we can plan for a board meeting roughly around early May. And if something happens and you don't feel like we're getting a good batch of candidates, then we can rethink that timeline. Seamus?
Thank you, Vice Chair, committee members. I just want to point out real quickly too that, please remember all of this is confidential, as far as candidate names, qualifications, until you give them an interview. And even during that interview, it's, you know, it's not going to be done in a public setting. So just remember that, you know, all of this is confidential. And even when you're looking at specific candidates before you choose who to interview, they're going to be listed, by initials. And then once you've chosen the ones and they've accepted an interview, then their names will be put on the agenda. So I just wanted to point that out just to remember that, again, this is all very confidential. So thank you.
Good point, Seamus. It sounds like in addition to getting a subcommittee meeting on the books where we can look at those resumes with you and ADOA, that we should probably also do a save the date for a full board meeting in case we have folks we want to interview. And that would be a special meeting, right, Seamus? That wouldn't be a regular meeting of the board.
It could be a regular meeting. Again, since time is of the essence, if there's a regular meeting coming up, it's really just up to you guys.
I'm just not sure if 2 weeks is the end of April and then we need at least a week for us to look at resumes to have a meeting, say around the 7th. I think that's kind of the, you know, playing around with calendar dates the day that George has a possible meet date. Then we'll have to invite people to an interview and we'll be past our regular meeting for the month. So maybe we should work, Danita, and Director on finding a date that the board could call in, come in person. I don't know, George, Seamus, doesn't matter for an interview, to interview the candidates who make the cut.
No, again, you don't have to. It's always beneficial, but again, you don't have to.
Okay. And then we'll keep the posting open, after the 2 weeks, just in case the first batch doesn't provide the final candidate. Is that right?
Yeah. Vice President Hill. Yeah. So we can keep the posting open or we can close it as satisfied. Right. So it's, that's where we have some flexibility. I did have a quick question for Seamus on procedure. If we get the PD satisfied where it looks good and the posting, do we need to have that voted on by the subcommittee or the board before posting?
No, I think if the committee is fine to give you direction to do that based on our conversation today, then no, I don't believe so. But again, that's up to the subcommittee. So
great, great.
Good question.
And I would make one other recommendation is having a member of shared services on that interview panel would be beneficial. I'd be happy to do that. This is a critical role. Or Sean can sit in on that as well. But I think we can help with our eyes, you know, from the enterprise view.
Love that.
Thank you.
All right, Seamus, do we need a motion about anything we've discussed here today? Or can I just get some general feedback by doing a round of comments from the subcommittee members if the direction we've discussed works for everyone? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't, you know, I don't think it requires a formal vote since you're a committee just helping kind of direct the process and make recommendations. So, if you are all on the same page, again, I would ask for, you know, just everybody's opinion, make sure you're all on the same page and then direct ADOA, to, you know, move in that direction.
All right. Annette, I have a question or a comment.
I just had a question about the timeline, because George mentioned a meeting on Wednesday the 15th. Does that, are we able to post the job before that meeting happens, or is it a simultaneous thing?
I don't remember anything about a meeting. I know you have a tentative date of April 15th to try to get the posting done, right? Or I don't have the full calendar in front of me, so.
I just remember hearing the 15th.
Okay. Vice President Hill, yes. So I just put the 15th as a start date to get it posted.
Okay.
If we can get the PD and the posting whipped into shape, I'd love to get it posted before this weekend. weekends, that's where we see the highest volume of candidates, you know, and that gives us that jump on it. So,
okay.
Sean and I will meet probably this afternoon and start putting pen to paper and hopefully have something to send back out to the subcommittee.
Okay. I have a question, but I want to make sure we hear from Kelly. Any thoughts?
I just had a question about the confidentiality portion. So the confidentiality is for the candidates, but is it still confidential that Jack is retiring, or it'll be posted publicly? So
no, Jack is, so that's a great question. Jack's already announced in a public meeting. Yeah, really the confidentiality is around the fact that it's an employment issue. And because it's an employment issue, it's confidential. So that just to the candidates.
And then I know we talked about a local search, but there could be a potential for other, like a national applicants, other states. Is that something that we would consider? It is a niche role.
Mm-hmm. George or Sean, yeah. Who comes through that ADA portal?
So, Vice President Hill, so we see all sorts of candidates will come through the portal, and many of the big job boards will scrape off our job board. What that means is they'll just automatically pull it and post it and then direct people back to us. So you'll get, out of state candidates. You'll probably get a lot of internal candidates from different boards. So I think you'll have a good variety to pick from.
Other than that,
I think
the direction.
Good. Before we adjourn, I do want to ask about interview questions. What is the process for that? And I think we all have our own thoughts on things we'd like to ask. Is there a place we should be sending those? Do we just jot down our own questions for the day we meet, which sounds a little chaotic? How do we get ready for that interview?
Would you mind,
George?
Well, I was going to let Sean speak in a follow-up. Sorry, Sean.
No, you're good, sir. What I just want to say, the interview questions, I can send sample questions. Take, for instance, I can send 20 really good questions and then just have the board members kind of go through them and say, okay, you want to ask this, we want to ask this. You know, and you guys kind of pick and choose what you're going to ask, as long as you ask every candidate the same questions. Like I said, to help you guys, I can do that legwork. You know what I'm saying? And then have you guys, you pick and choose what you want or tweak the question more toward your mission or the actual job or and stuff like that. Another thing is the importance of when we post it, when I post a position, I would really, really, really want to post screening questions, not screen out questions. You know, hey, you must have 8 years experience in this. Well, if someone has 7.5, then they're going to be screened out and we'll never know a potentially good candidate. But what I like to do is ask questions pertaining to the PD, to the KSAs and stuff like that, and have them elaborate. Because take, for instance, someone can have a resume and they work somewhere for 7 years and then they give 5 bullet points. Well, 3 of them bullet points, they want, you know, how long did you do that actual job? You know what I'm saying? They could, even though they've been there 7 years, they might have just did that particular bullet point for 2 months and you're none the wiser. You know what I'm saying? So this way you ask a question about that and they elaborate. You know, hey, I did 4 years in this. I did 8 special projects on this. It gives you, even before you look at the resume, you look at the 4 or 5 must have questions and you're like, wow, this person is on point. Does that make sense?
It does. That would be great. But then as we look at those 20 questions, I mean, that's a really good tip about elaboration is really kind of the point of the interview. But then if folks on the subcommittee want to add a question, take away a question, or just rephrase something you've provided us, how do we, Seamus, do that before the meeting to make sure we're prepared without violating any, you know, quorum issues? Do we work through ADOA or staff?
Well, the easiest, thank you, Vice Chair. So the easiest way to do that then is going to, so to what Sean said, you have to ask the same questions. You can't deviate.
Right.
Everybody's on the same playing field. So if there's some questions that you want to ask that you think are relevant that you're not seeing, then what I would request is that, you know, you present those, everybody agrees on those ahead of time. And then when you go in to do that interview, you have those specific questions. Cause again, just like you said, when we get in there, you're not going to be able to deviate very much from those questions. And you're not, and you got to make sure you ask everybody the same questions. So
we could do that at the meeting where we decide who we want to interview, if anyone.
Yep.
Okay. And
you want to shuttle questions to ADOA or staff or both, right? Ahead of time for a review at that meeting, that'd be appropriate.
Okay. Sean?
Yes, and one thing, Madam Vice President, I just want to clarify when about the interview questions is one thing, and screening questions will actually be questions on the posting that the candidate will have to answer. They have to answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Are experts from ADOA or the NCIE team or subcommittee members, anything we didn't hit on before we adjourn and give them the green light to move ahead as discussed in today's meeting?
And Vice President Hill, would you also just, you know, verbally direct
yes,
staff, I will do that. Staff to work with ADOA? Which again, that's what Jack will do anyways. Staff will do that anyways.
Okay.
Just so you get it on the record here.
Yes, I will do that. I will direct staff to work with ADOA on the steps we discussed here today to post the job description and, take resumes for 2 weeks to take a first cut at sorting those for meeting the letter of the description and to get us prepared to have a meeting in early May to look at those resumes and discuss interview questions and also to do a save the date to interview candidates following that subcommittee meeting with the full board should we need it. Anything that big that I'm missing there?
I don't believe so. I think you got it covered. I would just ask that when we get the position description perfected, George, maybe we can run that by Vice President Hill before we post it. And otherwise, I think the time frame is clear and we'll support you however we can from here on out. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This was so informative. I've never been part of hiring a board director before. So it's really been, you guys do a lot of work. I'm super grateful that we have you. That's pretty impressive. So,
thank you.
Annette or Kelly, any final thoughts or questions before I adjourn?
No, great job.
Yeah. We haven't heard from Mark at all, Vice President Hill. I don't know if he wants to chime in or not.
I don't see him on my screen. Did he drop off or is he hiding in the other screen here? Mr. Muir, are you there?
I'm here. I just love being the silent partner. So, you know.
All right. Now we know we're not going to let you get away with that at the next meeting.
No, it's been fine. I'm agreeable to all that's been talked about. So good.
Okay. And sorry, I thought we'd lost you there. I apologize.
No worries.
I did have a question, Vice President Hill.
Yes, so please.
We'll expect then communication from George and then that's going to get to us via Danita as far as the process and the updates? Or are we going to hear directly from George and that team?
You'll hear from staff as we get the save the date and so forth set up. We'll obviously notify you when the job is posted. We'll send you a copy of that job description. And then Sean and Shared Services will start notifying you when those resumes roll in, and you'll probably start making your cuts or selections from that point in time. But I'm going to allow Shared Services to handle that part of it.
Yeah, Doctor, what I heard is we'll be able to look at the resumes, but we'll have to meet in May to actually make the cut. I think the discussion piece of it will have to happen in that meeting. And will that be a closed, will that be an executive session? Do we still have Shema?
Specific review, yes. Yes. Any general discussion about candidates generally, not specifically, yeah, but if you're going to talk about them one at a time, yes. Generally, that will be done in executive session.
Quick question.
George.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mark. I don't know if this has been discussed. Are we allowed, like, Annette, Kelly, Becky, and myself, can we have offline conversation, text together, email together about job postings, candidates, anything like that?
So I would, you know, suggest that you don't, just because of how sensitive this process is. And, you know, so I would think it would be best to come prepared to the committee meetings to discuss that.
Okay. Thanks.
Good question, though.
Yeah. Great question. George, do you have anything you want to add, or do you have any cheat sheets to help committees prepare for these conversations?
Yeah. So we'll be following up with an email.
Okay.
With where we're at. Thank you, Vice President Hill. One point I want to make, though, we'll run the communication with staff or direct, but it depends. Sometimes staff wants to throw their hat in the ring for a position, right? So if someone who normally handles communications, like, say, for example, if Danita wanted to apply for this job, then we'd remove her from this process.
Okay.
So I want to make everybody aware of that. Thank you.
And, Seamus, if we had a board member, you mentioned staff, it made me think if that might ever happen with the board member, they would just not attend the board meeting where we did the interviews, right? They would just be excused or whatever the right word is.
Just as George discussed, they'd be conflicted out. So they'd have, they wouldn't have access to anything, and they wouldn't be involved. Which has happened before. So it's not uncommon. Jack was actually hired as the executive director while he was the interim director. So, he was cut out of the process last time.
Okay. Last call. Right. If anyone thinks of anything, be sure to reach out to the director, Donita or Seamus. You know, feel free to work on it. Well, I'm new to this, so don't be afraid to ask questions before that meeting on the whenever it is, whenever Jack and Donita can get us back together. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.